Well, it's a good way to start the season. Definitely coming down to Chicago, playing in this game is always a huge challenge. But to start the season with a division win, win against your rival, is obviously of importance. But it also states the fact of this is our starting point. This is who we are as a team today, and a lot of good things to build off of. A lot of things we can learn from. Offensively, the plan was to come down here and try to establish the run in the pass, and I thought the offense accomplished that. Aaron and Tom Clemens did an excellent job, handling that, and Aaron did a really good job managing the things at the line of scrimmage. So, defensively, the run defense was a bit of an issue there in the beginning. I come in here to with a lot of respect for Matt Forte, and really. He obviously played very well in the first half, so we'll definitely have some things to learn from there. On defense, talked about at halftime, really the penalties, the pre-snap penalties. There's no excuse for that. We got to get rid of that, and the fact that we needed to take the ball away. Just the emphasis of the first half production. Both offenses had three series, so the importance of taking care of the football, taking the ball away in the second half. Was going to be a deciding factor, and Clay, coming up with a huge play there, the fourth down stop down there also in the fourth quarter. So those are huge plays for us on defense, and definitely was the turning point in the game. With that, I'll take your questions.
Do you expect that kind of performance from James Young today?
Well, just knowing Aaron Rodgers in their relationship, I would have, if I was a betting man, I would have bet the ball was going to go to him today. So. And definitely rightfully so. So James is, James looks like he's never left. I mean, he's in playing shape. Obviously going through the preseason in New York. Aaron and JJ have a connection. As far as timing and so forth. But JJ made a huge catch down there, and I guess it's been this end zone to our left there. So I'm not surprised at all. JJ came in and stepped right in and was able to play.
You mentioned your run defense. What did you do in the second half to get that squared away a bit?
Well, just really trying to handle their outside zone. Some of the things that they're getting on their tips a little bit too much, getting reached. So, that part of it was good, especially when you come out and you think of that first series, and then we have the penalties. So we got to clean up the penalties. I thought our run defense definitely improved in the second half. Haven't given any thought. It's a great place to work. I love working in Green Bay. I really enjoy the people I work with. It's obviously a great organization. Chicago Bears is a great organization. This is a great rivalry. It's a privilege to be part of all of this. So I'm just thankful that I'm still doing it.
What did you make of Eddie's one-handed catch on that flip by Aaron?
Well, it wasn't practiced that way. I can assure you that. But then I was just a hell of a play by Aaron, and obviously an excellent catch by Eddie.
How about Julius Peppers in the first quarter, second half?
How's that again? Yes, Julius is Father Time's treating him very well. He's playing very well. Just he's the same guy every day. Just his preparation, and it's no surprise when he performs the way he does.
Mike, is this what you imagined when you made the switch to Tom to call plays? Did you imagine this to be seamless?
I think so. It's all about communication. I mean, obviously the game planning that goes on and the connection that the quarterback and the veteran players have with our offensive staff. All those things are factors that we really don't talk much about. So. We got a group of men that have spent a lot of time together. So I was really never concerned on the operation, the game planning, the communication network, and all that worked out pretty darn good today. So, at the end of the day, just the way we're structured, the decisions that are made out on the field, it's a real tribute to our quarterback and our players that are put in those decision-making positions.
Does it shock you?
I'm not going to get into that. I'm glad James Jones is here. It's great to have him back. He's a you know, he's a great guy in our locker room. He's a wonderful family man. So he's always represented the Packers the right way, and it's great to have him back.
How easy is it to jump back in after being a year away and
what
weekend have a game like
this? Oh, it says a lot to James. I mean, he's a pro. I mean, James is a man that puts in a lot of extra hours. You know, it's not uncommon to run in him, you know, late at night downstairs, you know, doing extra things, whether it's in the weight room or in the training room. That's how you play the way he played today. So he's a sneaky preparation guy. He doesn't really want you to know he's down there doing it, but he puts in a lot of extra time.
Mike, Aaron has success against everybody, but especially against the Bears, it seems. Do you feel like he gets prepared any better or psyched up any better going against the Bears?
I think we all do. I mean, we have great respect for the rivalry. This is something that, you know, we probably make the biggest deal of any regular season game, particularly the first one. It was definitely the case last night in our highlight video. So, you know, it's really a question for him. But he's done this now for a long time. This is his 11th season, so he understands that the grind of each and every week. And a lot goes into the first game, for everybody. You know, no different for Aaron. So I'm sure he feels good that he went out and played as well as he did.
My first time in 15 years, you guys saw the season with the win. Besides the record, what's the difference between
being 1-0? I don't know how to answer that. I mean, I'm to sit here and we're 1-0. Really, I'm to think about the last couple years is really has no relevance. Played different teams, so. It's good to be 1-0.
Two more, please.
The play covered an awful lot of ground, short amount of time on that pick. Can you just talk about how rare that is for a linebacker?
Well, Clay Matthews is, you know, he's obviously a terrific talent, let alone an outstanding football player. So, I mean, I thought he was going to score. If he keeps cutting back like that, we might have to get him on offense. So, I mean, that was a big time play, and that was a play we needed. I thought that play changed the game.
After being behind field position-wise for a couple of years, what kind of shot in the arm did Montgomery in that kickoff?
I thought Ty Montgomery was excellent today, and I thought he made really good decisions on when to bring the ball out of the end zone. And I thought the blocking unit, you know, the kickoff return group did a really good job. So not only did Ty make good decisions and ran his track and hit it, I thought the blocking and second effort by our kickoff return group looked to be pretty darn good.
Folks, last one.
Mike, back to the plate.
Oh yeah, no, I had plenty to do. So, yeah, so it's different, but no, I enjoyed it. Winning's great.
Mike, special off-season targets, special teams improvement, fast start. Did you
hit your
targets today?
Well, we'll watch the tape. I'll give a better answer tomorrow. But yeah, I think special teams was. I didn't talk about them in the open statement. I thought they did a lot of good things today. So I thought our return game was really good. It's just anytime you play a team for the first time, you wouldn't see anything crazy, schematically from them. So, but, I thought our guys played well. We had a lot of new guys playing on special teams, so it was great. I think it was a very good start for us.